The competition model has close relations to connectionism. It's a model both for first and second language acquisition and learning. I don't think it's really adequately explained in the book that we've got, and we don't need to go into too much detail. I'll give you a brief overview, though. There are four aspects of language for communication when we look at English. There's word order, vocabulary, word forms, i.e. grammatical morphology, and intonation. And the viewpoint with the competition model is that as a speaker can only cope with a limited number of things at the same time, then a language has to strike a balance between these four aspects. For instance, the more a language relies on intonation, the less it can rely on word order. The more emphasis on word forms, the less on word order, and so on. And these different aspects of language compete with each other for the same space in the mind. And from the little reading I've done of the competition model, it seems a bit inadequate to explain language learning or language acquisition. In a way, I think this competition model is more an explanation or a way to look at bilingualism rather than the acquisition of a first or a second language.